104.7 Triple M.
Hello, Adelaide.
No one knows Adelaide like these guys. Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Sorry, just on that, Roo, quickly as well. If we were in Germany, where they're from, we would say it is the Waka Neusen. But of course, us being Aussie, we go, it's a Waka Neusen.
Aussie slang.
Yeah.
Like Rashudio.
Yeah.
What's happening with TikTok, Loz?
Well, that big fire in Surry Hills in Sydney. We don't normally talk about things that are going on over there, but this really piqued my interest. It was a massive fire that destroyed it wasn't in use. It was a old hat factory. It wasn't in use anymore, but it was a heritage building, a beautiful building. And there are some missing homeless people who were sleeping in the bottom. So it did potentially claim lives, this fire, but they're investigating a few 13-year-olds because they think maybe potentially it was started by a TikTok trend. Seriously.
How 2023 is that?
I know, it's the most 20.
What sort of trend?
It's a deodorant bomb trend where they're teaching kids how to make bombs out of cans and aerosols.
Around in the 1980s, actually.
Yeah. Well, usually you get taught in someone's shed by someone's weird older brother.
Chuck one in the fire and run as fast
Travis
as you can.
Travis, do you want to make a TikTok bomb? Anyway, deodorant bomb. But TikTok's now teaching these kids. So 13-year-olds, they took photos while they were in there, posted them. It's pretty incriminating.
Okay.
They went to nice schools. They're good kids, apparently. So I don't know what's going to happen to these kids, if it is true, but there are people who might have passed away in this fire, so it's potentially pretty terrible situation.
The cop or
that's
the,
right.
Whatever.
In Surry Hills,
Hey, the regional property prices in South Australia are going up faster than anywhere in Australia.
Really?
In the last 12 months, it went up over 10%. So Adelaide as a city is third. That's at about 5.5%. But South Australia's regional areas are finally actually going up in value. For years and years and years, they hardly moved, really. But they're going through a bit of a boom, which is sort of good in some ways.
Well, you're from a regional area. Is this suggesting that people are leaving the big cities to go and buy in a country town?
Has to be, Dits. They can't get places in the city, I suppose. Yeah. That's what they're doing. Some people are retiring. You know, like we've had with all the people that have been stepping down, you know, Mark McGowan and, you know, Damien. There's lots of people at a lower level going doing the same thing, saying, I can't be stuff working in Adelaide anymore. I might just go and chill out in the country. Go and drink tea and have a cigarette and chill, go fishing or something.
Right.
Yeah.
It always comes back to that for you.
He's definitely going to take up smoking, isn't he?
He's really worrying.
Yeah. I know.
Anytime Roo talks about retirement, he goes, can't wait, houseboat, cigarette. What? Well, I think maybe
there are worse things.
Do you think he's a menthol man?
I used to be in an underground cubby at Wakering. Mum used to smoke menthol.
Do you know they're worse for you because they open up the pores in your tongue? So the stuff gets in more, the toxins. Okay. So if you're a menthol smoker, stop doing that.
All right.
Move over to Rollies. I'm kidding. Maybe they're moving out there because Hex debt's going up. It's going up 7.1%. It's the largest increase since Hex has been introduced.
Okay. Inflation prices.
Yeah, it's relative to that, and it went up 3% last year, so it's technically 10%.
You just got to try and pay it off quick, don't you?
You do.
If you can.
If you can. When you earn more, you pay more off, so it's relative to how much
that's
you earn.
Good. So you got no choice.
I luckily paid mine off a couple of weeks ago,
randomly.
Yeah, good effort.
Was that a decision by you, or did
A couple of years ago, I paid off a lot in one go, and then I have just been paying it every month. It just gets taken out of your pay. But one thing I will say to people, check your Hex, because I had no idea I'd paid it off because they keep charging you. You have to fill out a stat deck
charging you.
Yeah, they just keep charging you, and then it comes back in your tax, but then even then they'll keep charging you after that. You have to change your information.
Surely you know if you've paid it off or not, don't you?
No idea. I had no clue. I just had a random thought. I might check my Hex.
Well, you don't know if you got a debt somewhere.
So what it does is every year they take a lump sum off of what you owed, and then you have to do the math and count, all right, I've paid off this month.
What, you don't get a statement or a website?
Not a running one. You got to go to MyGov, look at your tax return.
A bloody uni degree to follow it.
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to do it, Dits.
No.
Check your Hex debt.
All right. And just one from the strange file. Al Pacino, one of the greatest actors of all time, up there with Sylvester Stallone. He is having another baby at the age of 82 bloody two.
82?
Al Pacino.
That's unethical.
That's not right.
82.
She's 29.
She's 29.
Oh.
And she's a bit of a go out with the old rich guy sort of girl, I think.
Oh,
well,
cynical.
I'm sorry, but you, she used to go out with Mick Jagger.
Oh, so that's her thing.
When she was 22. So
all right, okay.
Well, hang on a second. Why aren't we looking at the blokes who are going out with basically teenage girls?
Like, she's got two in a row. Is that okay to say or not?
How many young women is Mick Jagger?
Well, we're having
What's
a,
the opposite
we've already
of a gold
had
digger?
A go at Al Pacino, okay. Having a baby at 82. Just calm down.
Yeah.
Do you reckon she's got a bit of a, is it abnormal for a 22-year-old to go out with Mick Jagger? Is it abnormal
for a
29-year-old to have a baby with an 82-year-old, Laws?
I'd say daddy issues, but I think it's granddaddy issues. It's not even daddy issues. That's like.
So it's all the bloke's fault that she's
No,
pregnant.
I'm not saying that.
Yes, you just are saying
that. Oh my God. I'm just saying it's a bit weirder, in my opinion, that they're going out with a young girl. That's freaky, in my opinion.
Are you serious about that?
No, no. I think it's much weirder that she wants to be with an 82-year-old
What, an 82-year-old wouldn't want to have a...
I'm not saying he wouldn't want to, but I'm saying it's a bit creepy, isn't it? It's weird.
It's creepy both ways.
But it's creepier older blokes going for younger girls, I think.
Mm.
It's a bit more predatory.
Yeah, well, he's got a 33-year-old daughter. She'd be a bit confused.
Oh, your mum's younger than you. What is happening?
Oh. Your stepmum.
Brian, he's younger. Brian getting with a 30-year-old. Hi, mum. How are you going? Oh. Sorry, Kath. He's
Weird
never,
families.
He's never
133353.
How have we worked red wine, Brian, into this
no,
conversation?
No, I'm just saying. Mm. Imagine if I had a mum younger than me. That would be, oh, I'd be devastated.
Let's go forward.
Oh, in front of 48,000 people, Triple M's Dan Ganane there. He was a terrific commentator. They got up 26-18. Here's Maroons coach Billy Slater.
I look at all Queenslanders. I'm sure there's 5.3 million Queenslanders sitting up there really proud of their footy team here tonight, because this team is a real inspiration to our state.
I really enjoyed it down there last night.
Yeah.
Good atmosphere, good game.
One of the very, very rare occasions, Ditz, that I've been able to go there from the, on the without working at the yep. Port and Crows game, and got treated in the MTX Club by one of our old employees here at Triple M, and it's fantastic there.
Yeah.
Watching behind the glass, good food, good booze. Everyone was, there's people from interstate everywhere. Mm. It was a real buzz last night, so full credit to everyone associated with World Under the Premier getting another big sporting event here, and I just did an interview interstate before, and they were calling Adelaide the sporting capital of Australia.
Wow, how great's that? But the game was good, you know. New South Wales led, then Queensland led, then New South Wales. It just went back and forwards. It was really good.
Yeah,
very
well. They didn't expect to win, and they did. Well done to Queensland.
Yep, indeed. Now, let's talk a bit of AFL. The Power last night, bit of a surprise, I reckon, picked up former Geelong player Quinton Narkle in the mid-season
draft. Yeah, he's been playing in the VFL, averaging 20 touches a game this year. Look, handy player, but and clearly Port Adelaide thought they just needed a little bit more depth in their midfield, which you wouldn't think looking at it, but you never know. A bit more depth maybe for finals, just in case.
Yep. All right, now, Travis Boak, we're not sure whether he'll play this week due to a rib injury. Let's hear from him.
It was starting to heal, and it just copped another knock right where the crack was. So it's it was a little bit painful, but hopefully it heals pretty quick.
There he is, speaking on Seven.
No need to play him this week against Hawthorn. Should be able to get that job done and get him fresh and ready for the Bulldogs.
All right, we know that Rory Laird at the Crows has been cleared to play after he was suspended earlier in the week for one game, and he's very relieved.
Never intend to sort of hurt anyone in the way I play football, and I think it showed tonight. We spoke about that, and I didn't want to actually sling Lockie and hurt him. So, as I said, it's a really good result. Yeah, I guess relief, and I'm really looking forward to playing Gold Coast.
All right. Now, you want to say?
No, I was just going to say that is a big game. Gold Coast have won their last three up there. They've stayed up all week. They'll be acclimatised to the temperature up there. So that is a very tough game. That's up there with... You know, it'll be the equivalent of beating Brisbane and Adelaide last week if they win up there.
Yep. All right, what about our boy over at the French Open, Tanasi Kokkinakis?
What's he done?
He's beaten Stan Wawrinka in five sets.
What?
Wow. Yeah, big win. So well done,
Tanasi.
Still going, yeah.